In this session, we are naming a truth every single mother needs to hear. You are not alone in Christ. You may have moments when you feel very alone. Maybe the house is quiet after the children are asleep. Maybe you sit in church and notice couples and families around you. Maybe you handle school meetings, doctor appointments, bills, discipline, bedtime, and decisions without the support you hoped you would have. Loneliness can be especially painful when you are surrounded by people but still feel unseen. Scripture does not dismiss that pain. Psalm 34:18 says, "Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. God does not move away from the weary mother. He comes near." Being alone in some responsibilities does not mean you are abandoned by God. It also does not mean you are meant to live without support. One of the goals of this course is to help you begin identifying a support circle. That circle may include a pastor, a trusted friend, a family member, another mother, a church care leader, a counselor, an attorney, a financial advisor, a doctor, a mentor, a chaplain, or a Christian life coach. Support is not weakness. Support is wisdom. You may also need different kinds of support for different areas of life. A friend may be wonderful for encouragement, but not qualified to give legal advice. A pastor may offer prayer and spiritual care, but should not replace medical or trauma-informed help. A family member may help with childcare, but may not be safe for private emotional sharing. Wisdom learns the difference. You are also allowed to protect your privacy. You do not owe everyone your story. You do not need to share details about your past, your children, your legal situation, your sexual history, your grief, or your dating hopes in order to receive dignity and care. As this course begins, think of support in three circles. First, who helps you stay connected to Christ? Second, who helps you with practical needs? Third, who can help when something is beyond ordinary friendship, such as legal, medical, financial trauma, or safety concerns? You are not alone in Christ. And by God's grace, you do not have to walk alone in daily life either. Reflection question, where do you most need support right now? Spiritual, practical, emotional, parenting, safety, or professional guidance. Gentle next step, write down one safe person you could contact this week for prayer, encouragement, or practical help.